Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf, we also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Your Mid-South Ford dealers present Lee Bryce live at the Memphis Botanic Gardens Saturday, August 24th. There's a rumor going round. See country artist Lee Bryce perform his biggest hits live. I drive your truck. With special guest Hunter Hayes. I wanna make you feel warm. Tickets at 941thewolf.com and Ticketmaster.com. Lee Bryce and Hunter Hayes at the Memphis Botanic Garden. Presented by your Mid-South Ford dealers. Also by Redeemers Group.
Let your inner artist shine with today's Perks deal. Paint 2 16-ounce coffee mugs for the price of one at Seize the Clay. Founded in 1994, Seize the Clay is currently nestled in the Chickasaw Oaks Shopping Center and is the only paint-your-own pottery studio in Memphis. Create a one-of-a-kind masterpiece you'll cherish for years to come. You can choose from more than 100 paint colors and take advantage of their huge selection of stamps, stencils, and more ways to perfect your personal artistic creation. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Add Quick Cash to your next Tennessee Cash play for the chance to win up to $500 instantly, plus a chance to win the Tennessee Cash jackpot drawing later. Have some fun now and later with Tennessee Cash from the Tennessee Lottery.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
Parrish speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruptions.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wendry.
And I hope you're not a fan of an NFL team whose coach plays his starters in the preseason, because if you are, you're at risk of what Panthers fans are dealing with right now. Cam Newton played in a meaningless football game last night, got sacked, injured his ankle, and now there's no guarantee he's going to be ready to play in week one against the Rams. And for what? I know it's rare that a quarterback gets injured in the preseason, but it does happen. It happened last night, so the question is whether it's worth risking that to gain whatever you might gain by playing. We're going to get into that momentarily, but first, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:25, Dan Walken is going to join me from USA Today. I talked to him about a number of things, including Mississippi State, punished by the NCAA today, had a tutor who was doing a bunch of stuff tutors are not allowed to do according to NCAA rules. Dan Walken will join me here in about 20 minutes. When I finish that segment, take a break, come back, do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I will discuss four previously undiscussed stories, among them, a woman is no longer a Horn Lake High School teacher, Bennett, because of a sexually explicit video of her that was circulating among students. Like, when I was in school, we didn't have cell phones, so videos couldn't circulate
right,
among students.
Correct.
But I can't imagine.
It's a new age.
I can't imagine what it'd been like if we were all sitting around in study hall or whatever, looking at our teacher in a video with a "cover your ears, children" vibrator.
Oh, my goodness.
What in the world? Wild deal. Now, she hasn't been charged with a crime yet, The Horn Lake Police Department says the video might have been, quote, inadvertently and unknowingly shared, which means she might have shared it by mistake, which is a nightmare. I'll tell you about this story at 444. Scary stuff this morning at the home owned by Golden State Warriors center Willie Cauley Stein. Three people shot. Basically, one of the people who live there shot three of his roommates who live there. So details still emerging.
What?
But yeah, like imagine you live with like three of your buddies and then you just decide you're going to shoot your three buddies. That's basically what happened here. We are unclear on motivation at this point, but three people shot at a home owned by Willie Cauley Stein. Willie Cauley Stein was not there. Again, details still emerging, but I'll get you up to date on that a little later on this hour. Our Canada Coaches series over at CBSSports.com continue today. The question, what is the most underrated job in college basketball? Memphis was a popular answer. Tell you about that just before 5 o'clock. And we got a possible World Series preview tonight. Dodgers-Yankees in Los Angeles. Two massive market teams. Two best records in baseball. If MLB wants to maximize World Series ratings, Dodgers-Yankees is the matchup to do it. We'll get into that during four notable stories at 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, just like always. And then we'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. I got a Dateline preview ready for you. Tonight's Dateline episode, based in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, how about that?
We got an in-state Dateline tonight. Special one-hour edition starts at 9 o'clock Central. We'll preview it during dinner to go. So that's the rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with preseason NFL, where the story from last night was Cam Newton injuring his ankle in a game in which he probably should not have been playing. It was late in the first quarter, about 4 minutes to go. Former MVP drops back, gets pressured, scrambles around, eventually gets sacked. It's a left ankle injury, same ankle he had surgery on back in 2014. It does not appear to be super serious, but it is serious enough where Carolina isn't certain he will be able to play in week one against the Rams. They say they are hopeful that he'll be able to play, but if you're hopeful about anything, it means you're not certain about that thing. So the Panthers might have to go with a backup quarterback against the Rams or a limited Cam Newton against the Rams, and isn't that something? So what it means is the coach who refuses to play significant players in the preseason, Sean McVay, will have a healthy roster on September 8th when his Rams open the season, while the coach who decided to play his franchise quarterback on a Thursday night in August might not. And that should probably teach somebody a lesson. Bennett, you're a Titans fan.
Yes.
Where are you at on whether a coach should play starters, among them quarterbacks, for even a series in the preseason?
So I actually went to the Titans game last weekend, and it was two different scenarios where Marcus Mariota plays for the Titans and plays a good couple series, and Tom Brady doesn't play at all for the Patriots. I think it just depends on the situation. But if you have – I think if you have a quarterback on your team that is a surefire, good quarterback in this league, and everybody knows it, you don't play him in the preseason. That's where I'm at. With Mariota, it was a little different, I think, just because you're still trying to figure some things out and everything like that. But when it's a guy like Cam who's played in a Super Bowl before, you just shouldn't play him in the preseason.
And yet, I agree with you, and yet Tom Brady played last night.
He did.
So yep. If Bill – so this is where I won't just definitively come down and say, you have to be a moron to play your starting quarterback in the preseason, because we all acknowledge Bill Belichick is not a moron.
Correct.
He is arguably the greatest football coach in the history of the planet, and if he sees some sort of gain from putting Tom Brady at the age of 42 on a football field, then there's got to be something there,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's why I can't sit here and say you'd have to be an idiot to do that, because Bill Belichick knows more about football than me and you and everybody listening right now, and if he thinks it's worth doing for whatever reason, then there must be a reason that it's worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard for me to see it.
It is for me, too.
Because it seems like whatever you need to get done, if you are of that stature, Tom Brady, Cam Newton, guys who have been MVPs in this league, starting quarterbacks for a long time, what do you really gain by playing a series or two or three? Cam played three last night before he got hurt, mm-hmm. got sacked on two of them. What do you really gain from that relative to what you're risking, which is injury? And I know, like I said earlier, it's rare for quarterbacks to suffer serious injuries in the preseason, but it does happen. Yes. Michael Vick, back in 2003, broke his leg in a preseason game. And if you go find the Sports Illustrated story from that day, here's the first sentence. Michael Vick's broken leg on a meaningless scramble in a preseason game knocks the wind out of the Falcons and robs the NFL of its brightest star. So that's 2003, 16 years ago, and people even back then are talking about, why was he playing in this game? Now, it's easy to say once they get hurt, but people now scream this well in advance of anybody getting hurt. It's not just a Monday morning quarterback deal. See, you played that person and he got hurt. That means you shouldn't have played that person. This is a Sunday morning quarterback deal. Don't play him in this game you're about to play because of what might happen. Not will happen, but might happen. Sam Bradford, 2014, torn ACL, done for the year. Tony Romo, 2016, back injury, done, which leads to Dak Prescott, which leads to Tony Romo's retirement. So it doesn't happen often, but it does happen. And though Cam is not injured in a way that's going to cost him a season like it did Bradford, like it did Vic, he is injured in a way where he might not be available for week one. And even if he is available for week one, there's at least a decent chance that he will not be at 100%. Not to mention he's coming off of shoulder surgery. But by all accounts, in training camp, in practices, he's made all the throws. Arm looks fine. And so if you can make all the throws in practice and in a controlled setting where you're not going to get hit, people are not allowed to touch you, seems like whatever you need to get done in terms of being sharp, getting into a rhythm, can be done there as opposed to in a football game where the other team is going to try to hit you and you are the guy who gets hit at that position literally more than anybody else in the NFL.
Yep.
Cam Newton, on average, gets hit 10 times a game. If you – and hits – what qualifies as a, quote, hit would be a running play on which he's tackled or hit and bounces off and goes out of bounds. That or hit while throwing. If you take – every play that he plays, and every time one of those things happens, you hit check a box. That's one. That's two. He gets hit on average 10 times per game. That's more than any other quarterback in the NFL. It's significantly more than any other quarterback in the NFL. No other quarterback in the NFL gets hit even 8 times per game on average.
It's also worth pointing out that those hits are a little more violent on Cam because he's a big dude.
Well, the argument, I think it was maybe last season or two seasons ago in the season, was that they officials were allowing people to hit him more violently because he's so big.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't. And he's giving it back to the defense if they allow it.
And so the argument that Cam and lots of people were making is, don't punish this guy because he's built like something different than a quarterback. Like, if we are in the business of protecting quarterbacks and we're not going to let you hit a quarterback in this way, well, Cam Newton is a quarterback. He's a big quarterback. He's a strong quarterback. He's harder to hit than most guys, but he still plays the same position as Tom Brady. He's the same position as Tom Brady. And if you wouldn't let somebody hit Tom Brady in this way or Aaron Rodgers in this way, you can't let them hit Cam Newton in this way. Right. That's a thing. So not only does he get hit more often than anybody else, he gets hit arguably harder than anybody else. And when that is a reality that everybody understands, it makes it even more questionable to put him in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, he probably won't get hurt. But we know, because of all the data available, even if he doesn't get hurt, he's going to get hit more often than any other quarterback in the NFL. Now, some of this is by design, by the way. It's the way they play. You know, he runs the ball a lot by design. So he's if they wanted to minimize how often he's touched, there is a way to do that. But they haven't really done that. He still gets hit more than anybody else, and yet there he is on a Thursday night in August playing in what is mostly a meaningless game. I saw Chris Canty, former defensive end, on FS1 this morning. I thought he made an interesting point. He was you know, after they discuss the obvious big topic connected to this type of thing, which is, should these guys even be playing in the preseason? What do you, if we can acknowledge, because Bill Belichick seems to think so, that you gain something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what, but you gain something. Whatever that something is, how does it weigh against the inherent risk of playing? Is whatever you gain enough to justify the risk of being in that game? That's an interesting conversation. I think from a distance, I would argue no, but some coaches argue yes, even though Sean McVay, very famously argues absolutely not. Almost nobody who plays meaningful downs for the Rams plays in the preseason at all.
Right.
They just do not believe it's worth it. Now, if you go back to last season, week one, they got off to a slow start. First half was not good.
That's true, yep.
But that happens to teams who play their starters in the preseason too. Like, not everybody gets into gets off to a great start in the first half of week one. So perhaps they're attached, but maybe not. Either way, what the Rams were heading into September is completely healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have anybody banged up. They didn't have anybody limping around. Or at least they didn't have anybody banged up, limping around because of something that happened in a preseason game. We're not going to allow it. They're not risking anything. So they're discussing this morning on FS1, and then Chris Canty made what I thought was an interesting point. He went in on Carolina's offensive line, and he said that they have to do a better job of protecting Cam. He suggested it's almost like they know he can get away. They know he's big and strong, so they don't fight for him in the way that you might fight for Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, because you don't feel like he's as vulnerable as some of those guys are, smaller men, even though he is hurt all of the time, including last season. And I don't know if that's true or not. It's just the point that Chris Canty was making. And then he said this. He said that he had a defensive line coach back when he was a player. And he said that his coach would gather them in meetings and say, you are competing against the offensive line every day in practice. I got it. But more than that, your actual job here isn't to compete with them as much as it is to make them better. Hold them up. Lift them up. Make them better. Because it's those guys who have the most important job on our football team. It's not you. It's the offensive linemen. They have the most important job on the football team. And that is because their job is to protect the quarterback, who is the most important player on our football team. And the way he put it in real life terms is, he said, all of our jobs are in jeopardy if the quarterback goes down. If we don't have that guy, particularly when he's a former MVP, mm-hmm. top shelf guy, if we lose that guy, it changes our team entirely. So then our head coach's job's at stake. Then my job's on the line. Maybe your job's on the line. So the most important job is the offensive lineman's job, because their job is to protect the most important thing we have. And you've got to spend this training camp, if you're on the defensive line, trying to make your offensive lineman better. And I'm not sure exactly how you go about doing that, but it was very specific instructions, and Chris Canty seemed to suggest that they've got to get that message across in Carolina, because you cannot allow your franchise quarterback to continue to get hit over and over and over again. Because even if it's not a concussion that knocks him out for a week or two, or a broken leg that knocks him out for a season, just taking a beating takes a toll.
Yep.
And if you're healthy enough to play but still only 75% of what you could be, well, it changes everything that's possible on that side of the field. And it minimizes what you can actually accomplish. More NFL preseason games tonight. I'm sure more starters, starting quarterbacks, will be in there getting snaps for a series or two or three. This is the week in the preseason where the starters historically play the most. And you just hope, if you're a fan of any team playing tonight, that you get out of it unscathed. Because Carolina didn't. And now it could really affect what they're able to do in the first week of the
regular season. I'll talk some more about this with Jeff Calkins a little after 5 o'clock. We come back switching to college football. It gets underway tomorrow with Florida and Miami. But the big news today, Mississippi State placed on probation, going to have to vacate wins because they had a tutor, athletic department employee, doing coursework for many football players and a men's basketball player. Dan Wolken was tweeting about it earlier today. I'll talk to him about it next.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering wind from sea with a rollicking song to the Rec Room in Memphis.
Join Jason and John tonight at the Rec Room for the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament starting at 6:30 with drink specials, games, food, competition, and we will see who will win the 2019 trophy from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems, literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
From the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Ah, tis the season.
Festival season?
Nope.
Back to school season?
Not that either.
Football season?
Well, yes, but no. It's car buying season at Nissan's Bottom Line Model Year-End Sales Event. Your last chance to save on the last of the 2019 Nissans. Like Altima with the world's first VC turbo engine. And the best-selling Rogue with available Safety Shield 360 technologies. Hurry in now and save up to $10,767 on the 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store today. Car buying season ends soon. Nissan, innovation that excites. For well-qualified buyers, world's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan in 2018. 2019 Titan XD. Total savings consists of $5,000 cash back, $2,267 Titan XD chrome package savings, $1,000 red tag savings, and up to $2,500 bonus cash on select trims. Must finance through NMAC. Take delivery from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details and safety information. Offers end 9/3/19.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/30/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
Let's be real. Most smokers aren't looking for some overcomplicated vaping machine. That's why we created MyBlue. MyBlue is simple. Our pre-filled liquid pods mean there's no mess. One charge and MyBlue lasts all day. And with our range of flavors and nicotine options, you have a choice. MyBlue answers on what matters for smokers. Real nicotine satisfaction.
Find MyBlue in a store near you or order online. MyBlue.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Let your inner artist shine with today's Perks deal. Paint 2 16-ounce coffee mugs for the price of one at Seize the Clay. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
How easy is it to find the best new hires with Glassdoor? Yeah, kind of like that. Post your job, and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. And Glassdoor only matches you with qualified applicants, so you can make the best new hire in half the resumes. Plus, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
What do you call a truly great beer that's brewed with more taste? Only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs? We call it Miller Lite. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Got 92.9 breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Dwight Howard is finalizing a buyout with the Memphis Grizzlies, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. And when that is completed, he will sign with the Los Angeles Lakers. So the Dwight Howard era in Memphis now officially over. I'll remember it fondly. Jeff Calkins will join me a little after 5 o'clock. But before that, we got a Horn Lake High School teacher sex scandal. So there's no way I'm not diving into that story. We're going to do it in the next segment. But right now, the National Columbus USA Today is on Twitter at Dan Wolkin. It's Dan Wolkin making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You still fighting with Michigan fans or is that over now?
I hope it's over. Hey, I want to talk about Dwight Howard for a second.
Sure. So
I put together, there was this big profile that I guess Shams Charania did for The Athletic that talked about, like, Dwight Howard, he's a new person. He's, you know, he realizes all the mistakes he's made, and he's a totally new player. He's totally committed. He was immature. He's going to grow up. And I went back, and it was the fourth straight offseason the same profile has been written.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, literally the fourth straight summer. And nothing ever changes. Like, he's never changed. He's never actually grown up. So, good luck, Lakers.
I know. It's why, like, he is what he is. Like, every place that he's ever played, I think every coach has hated him. His teammates have not liked him. And then he leaves there, and it's like, okay, fresh start. You know, I learned, you know, I should have been better there. I learned. And it's the exact same thing. I mean, I know they're desperate because of what happened to Boogie Cousins, and there aren't many options. But I think I would have rather gone Joakim Noah than Dwight Howard, if only because I don't think Joe's teammates hate him the way everybody seems to hate Dwight Howard.
Yeah, I mean, the way it's been explained to me with Dwight is it's not that he's like a bad person or that people just flat out hate him, like they don't like being around him. It's just that when he's in the locker room or when he's part of a team, you know, you are around people so much, day after day after day during the season. You're on airplanes and meals and pregame and postgame, and there's just something about him that I think people just tire of. You know, it's not that they outright hate him; they just tire of him. And he's also got the issue that he has never really embraced what he is as a player. He's always, you know, sulking if he's not getting the ball, and just post. You know, throwing it down on the block and posting up is just not something that people do in the NBA anymore. So, I don't know. I just don't get it at all.
The other thing that's interesting about him is, like, he has a terrible reputation in the sense that he's almost a punchline at this point, and yet he's a 100% first ballot Hall of Fame basketball player. Like, he had an amazing career until he started to diminish and the game changed. But he was a top 5 player in the world, top 10 player in the world at least, for a not insignificant amount of time.
Yeah, there was a stretch of, I don't know, what, 7 years or something like that, where he was practically unguardable, unstoppable. And obviously he's had physical issues and the game has evolved. And if you are a big guy who just can't shoot at all, then it's difficult for you to play anymore in this pace and space type system. But, yeah, I just don't really understand. I mean, I know that the Lakers don't have salary cap space or a lot of flexibility to do things. I just don't see that going very well, even with LeBron James.
I'm talking to Dan Walken from USA Today. Okay, let's get back to the Michigan thing. I'm on your side here. Like, all you really did, best I can tell, is point out that, you know, trying to rationalize you not meeting expectations as a coach by pointing at an entire league and vaguely without specifics saying, well, you know, those are the cheaters. It's hard to beat the cheaters. Is kind of weak in my opinion. I don't know if I like Jim Harbaugh, but I don't mind Jim Harbaugh. I do find him interesting on some level. But listen, if you want to name names, tell stories, get specific, you and I and a whole lot of people will listen to you. But if you're just going to point south and say those are the cheaters and it's hard to beat the cheaters, that seems weak to me.
Yeah, it's the whole thing in that book. And I have not read the book cover to cover. The book isn't even out yet, which the author was coming after me on Twitter for not reading it. I'm like, what? The book's not out yet. Like, what am I supposed to do? You have comments or quotes from the text of the book that are being excerpted on various sites and on Twitter, and I'm going to comment about those quotes. Like, if the quotes are wrong, tell me they're wrong. But to me, the quotes indicate the mentality of Michigan, which is they think that academically they're incredibly superior to all these other schools, which is really not the case. I mean, Michigan, their academic standards for athletes are not radically or even different by many degrees at all from the teams they compete against in the Big Ten. And second of all, you know, look, if there's guys that you're not getting because you say that other schools are cheating, well, that's fine, but then just don't recruit those guys. I mean, look at – there's an example from the recent past at Michigan, which is John Beilein. You know, John Beilein is, I would say, the college basketball coach who, if you polled other coaches or other programs and even people in the media, said, who is not cheating? Who is winning and not cheating? Well, John Beilein probably would have been the most –
Well, how about this? We actually did that, and he won the vote by a significant margin. The question was, we asked more than 100 college coaches, I think it was 2 years ago, who is the high major coach, if there is one, so people were given the option to say there isn't one, but who is the high major coach who wins without operating outside of the NCAA rule book, in your opinion? And the overwhelming response was John Beilein.
Right, and to my knowledge, I never saw John Beilein complain and say, you know, well, look, we can't win or we're not winning a national championship or we're not winning the Big Ten because of other schools cheating. Like, they just recruited who they wanted to recruit, who they were comfortable with the process, and they did extremely well. He got to 2 national championship games. So I feel like with Harbaugh, you know, if there's a bunch of guys you're losing, well, then you're recruiting the wrong guys, right? And so the academic stuff combined with all the complaints about other schools, just stay in your lane, do the best you can. And you know, really, I think the problem with Michigan football is not so much who's cheating and who isn't cheating. It's that it's located in Michigan. Like, that's their biggest problem, and they don't have a ton of in-state kids that they recruit who are good enough to play for them, and they got to go outside their area. And, you know, even if everything was on the up and up, it's not some guarantee that the kids that are not going to Michigan would end up going to Michigan. So I just think this is a ridiculous narrative for him to try to spin. You know, you need to beat Ohio State, and I don't think that whatever the SEC is or isn't doing has any impact on that at all.
Talking to Dan Walken from USA Today. In football coaching circles, because, like, in basketball, I could tell you, like, yeah, the majority of coaches in this league hate this guy, or they really love this guy, or this guy's respected, this guy isn't. I don't know football coaches like that, but you do. Is Harbaugh, like, the one that's most divisive among the high major guys, like the one people roll their eyes at more than anybody else?
Well, I think with Harbaugh, you know, he's – he's just so kind of out there, and there's nobody else who is like him from a resume standpoint, from an approach standpoint. I mean, there are certainly coaches who, you know, I think have a certain act, and other coaches will kind of call them out privately about, you know, that whole thing's an act. You know, that guy is a cheater. That guy is not what he says he or what he purports to be. I mean, I don't think people look at Harbaugh as some sort of phony necessarily, but they think of him, he's just weird, right? He's just really strange. And at the beginning, when he came back to Michigan and he was kind of doing all the stuff with the satellite camps, I think it kind of got people a little bit rattled. But at the end of the day, he's been there, you know, now for a few years, and he has not won enough to merit kind of honestly, to merit the scorn of his peers. Like, I think mostly at this point, they've just kind of tuned him out.
A significant headline today, Mississippi State has been placed on probation for 3 years after the NCAA on Friday ruled that a part-time athletics department tutor committed academic misconduct to aid 10 football players and one men's basketball player in an online general chemistry class. How big of a deal is this?
Well, it's certainly going to be a big deal depending on who the players are, and I'm not sure that that's totally been confirmed yet or reported. But 10 guys missing 8 games, however you spread that out, certainly has the potential to impact Mississippi State's season, especially if those are significant players. But in terms of the program, they had a couple scholarships that they got docked and some recruiting visit limitations, but ultimately the penalties for the program were pretty light. And they were pretty light because Mississippi State, as soon as they discovered this, apparently an academic advisor overheard two football players talking about this. They immediately went and did an investigation. They got, you know, 10 players essentially to admit what happened. They turned it into the NCAA, and they worked with the NCAA in what they call a summary disposition process to essentially agree on the penalties, so they didn't have to go through this full investigation, committee on infractions process that takes up a lot of time, a lot of resources, and a lot of bureaucracy. They just kind of went straight to it and said, yes, we did this. We totally agree on the facts here, so we'll accept these penalties. And I think because of that, they maybe got off a little bit leniently. But at the end of the day, there was no accusation and no indication that this tutor who was offering to take tests and do homework for the players was being directed by or that anyone knew what she was doing. She was just doing this on her own, and the players were participating in this, clearly misconduct, academic fraud, but not something that the program necessarily is responsible for.
If you're a Missouri football fan, can you draw anything from this Mississippi State case as it pertains to whether it'll impact you or not?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Missouri fans are a little bit outraged today, and I totally would get that because it's a similar-sounding case. No two cases are the same, and there's always sort of different circumstances. The big thing is Missouri could not get into that summary disposition process because the investigation into Missouri was already ongoing when the NCAA put in that process last year, which is actually one of the things that the Rights Commission recommended. Maybe the only thing they recommended that actually works. But, yeah, I think Missouri fans probably are looking at that and saying, well, geez, you know, yeah, we fired our tutor. Those players who were involved in our academic fraud, you know, they were dealt with, so why do we have to have a postseason ban? Whether or not that's going to be relevant to the Infractions Appeals Committee, who could overturn that postseason ban, I have no idea. But, yeah, I'm sure Missouri fans were looking at that and wondering why they seem to get a much more severe penalty.
Wrap it up here with Dan Wilkin from USA Today. College football season kicks off tomorrow down in Orlando at Camping World Stadium. Miami Hurricanes, 8th-ranked Florida Gators. Florida's a 7-point favorite. Do you give Miami a puncher's chance at maybe pulling off an upset here?
Yeah, it feels weird, really, that the season is starting with a game like that tomorrow, because it's not really game week for 99% of the schools. But it'll be fun to watch that. And I think Miami is probably not going to have enough, especially offensively, to deal with Florida. But you know, look, it's the first game of the season. It's going to be sloppy. It's going to be hot. I think there's going to be several turnovers and mistakes. So that would maybe play into the hands of an underdog type of team. But, you know, Florida, I mean, they've had their own issues this offseason. I don't think they were great last year. There's been, a lot of expectation that Felipe Franks is going to be a much improved quarterback. I'm not sure I'm ready to buy that. But I think it's, I think it's going to be kind of an ugly game. I expect Florida to win by, you know, maybe 7 to 10.
That is Dan Walken from USA Today. Make sure you're reading him, usatoday.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Dan Walken. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, see you, Gary.
All right, Dan Walken, USA Today. When we come back, a woman is no longer a Horn Lake High School teacher because of a sexually explicit video of her that was circulating among the students for about a week until anybody in an official capacity seemed to catch wind of it. Wild deal. Get into that next.
Get in and win the 92.9 ATC Fitness College Football Pickoff. Log on to 92.9ESPN.com. Make your college football picks. Make your picks before kickoff. Collect points and you could win. Weekly winners get a four-month free premium membership to ATC Fitness. And one grand prize winner gets a $500 gift card to Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool. $500 in gift cards to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. And a master-built digital smoker from 92.9ESPN.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more with help from your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
It's finally here, the warm months, weekends filled with cookouts and pool parties. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're going to be at lots of cookouts and pool parties, and by at them, I mean hosting them. And if you want to sip a drink while you're on the grill or just hanging out, you should grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium, 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And as you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry, and check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at desotoautosales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Affordable Blinds of Memphis. Hey, it's Steve Connolly. If you guys want to spruce up your home with new window treatments, man, call Chip Wiggins, affordableblindsofmemphis.com. I can tell you personally, he's the best in Memphis. Wood and faux wood shutters and blinds, cordless and motorized roller shades, energy-efficient solar screens. His list of residential and commercial customers is a mile long. As a matter of fact, his shutters are on the set of Bluff City Law. For a free consultation, go to affordablebindsofmemphis.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross.
New FDM Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Ben and Doyle?
It's so smooth you can drink it straight.
It's so smooth you can drink it straight. Filtered three times to create that soft finish. And as I'm sure you know by now, as I hope you know by now, it is 100% hand to heart. That's what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. Why? Because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. They got more expensive bottles of vodka inside your liquor store. But if I'm giving you a quality vodka that's reasonably priced and put a number on it, you can get the big boy bottle. I might sip on some vodka tonight. Big boy bottle. Mm-hmm. Less than $20. It's a great deal. Quality vodka. Reasonably priced. They got flavored vodkas as well. Apple, peach, orange, mango, grapefruit, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. Try one, try them all, mix them together. It's the weekend, for crying out loud. Get after it. Got a gluten-free vodka if you're on a gluten-free diet? Look for it. It's in your liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins, your award-winning columnist from the Daily Memphian, Jeff Calkins Show. Going to be here with me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Headline from Local 24. A Horn Lake High School teacher is out of a job after a sexually explicit video of her spread online and to students at the school. The DeSoto County School District is now investigating the situation after the video was leaked and shared thousands of times within the past week. Local 24 News decided, I'm reading straight from the story, decided not to show the video to viewers because it is too graphic. We are also not naming this teacher because she has not been charged with a crime. A DeSoto County Schools representative confirmed the teacher is no longer an employee with the district. Here's the kicker. The teacher's son says the family is asking for privacy. All right. The teacher's son is telling Local 24 that the family is asking for privacy. What that means is that the teacher's son is an adult. Can you imagine getting a call from the local news as a grown man and ask questions about your mother's sexually explicit video? What in the world? God. That's a tough phone call, bro.
That is a tough phone
call. That's a tough phone call. You just like ring it. You're like, I don't recognize this number. I guess I'll answer it. Hello? Hey, this is Local 24. Oh, hey, what's up? Wanted to ask you about a video going around of your, at the very least, middle-aged mother and a vibrator. Do you have any comment on what?
My God.
Why did I answer this phone call? I don't need to comment on my mom and her vibrator. My mom is 50 years old. However it is, she had an adult son. She could be, I don't know how old she is. I actually do think I know how old she is. I know the...
You got some details?
Yeah, I'm not getting into it. Because I really...
Why are you getting into it?
I'll tell you why. Like, when I saw this headline last night, we immediately...
You did some digging, didn't you?
Well, I had a four-person group text message, and I put everybody on... It was like we were on a mission.
Uh-huh.
I was like, we got to get all the details on this, all right?
Well, the whole school knows.
So everybody get on this. I need your attention and your focus. We got to get to the bottom of this Horn Lake sex teacher scandal. And within a few minutes, we got enough to know it was time to abort mission. We're not interested in this anymore.
Oh, okay.
I was like, abort mission.
All right.
Here's why I wouldn't get into it. Like, I could give you her name right now, and I could give you her age right now. Here's why I actually don't think it would be fair to do. The Horn Lake Police Department is at this moment saying that it's possible the video was, quote, inadvertently and unknowingly shared from her phone. Mm, now, I saw something else that says she sent it to a football player. But it should be noted, she hasn't been charged with a crime yet. So if she sent it to a football player, she should be charged with a crime. She should be prosecuted. And, like, whatever the punishment is for that, she should have to pay that price. But if this genuinely is just a video that she made for her husband, her boyfriend, whomever, somebody she met on a dating app, and it just accidentally and inadvertently got shared, and now every student at the school's got it, and now she's out of a job? That's a nightmare.
That's
a nightmare. I feel sick for the woman under those circumstances, because I know there's some people out there be like, well, you shouldn't make the video. Like, we live in 2019. People take pictures. People make videos.
Yes.
And, yeah, I guess you better be careful. But I don't want to say that could happen to anybody, because not everybody has this video. But lots of people listening right now got photos on their phone, particularly young people. They got photos on their phone they wouldn't want out. They got videos on their phone they wouldn't want out. And if they inadvertently get out, like, if it's an accountant, it's not great, but, like, probably won't cost you your job. Mm-hmm. If it's a banker, it's not great. A salesperson, it's not great. It's possibly embarrassing. Probably won't cost you your job. If it's a teacher and all your students got it, woo. I mean, that's awful. And so I think it, like, that's the only thing that doesn't make this funny, is that this woman, if it really was, she made the video for whatever reason she wanted to make the video, and then she loses her job because the video was accidentally shared and then passed around throughout the whole school. Like, that really is a nightmare.
Yes.
And so that's not,
like, the worst thing I could think of.
Like, that's a complete nightmare. And so it's possible this is, well, we'll find out after an investigation, it's actual criminal activity. It's your classic teacher sending things to a student that they shouldn't be sending to a student. Like, there's one of those stories in this country basically every day.
Mm-hmm.
And if so, then she gets what she gets.
Right.
And nobody should feel sorry for her. But if it really is, the video was made for her or for a consenting adult, and then it actually gets shared, and then she walks into her class one morning, and everybody sitting in the classroom has seen this video, which is reportedly several minutes long, and it's her, cover your ears, young children, it's her pleasuring herself with, yeah. So, take yourself back to high school and think about if you walked into school one day, and you're like, algebra teacher, you had a video on your phone of your algebra teacher getting after it. Like, what? Did it blow your mind? Yes. I don't know how kids get through it today.
I know. It wasn't like, even when I was in high school, like, I graduated in 2005. So, like, even then, like, if there was video on your phone, like, it was real crappy. Like, it wasn't like it is today.
Dude, I'm so glad this stuff didn't exist when I was a kid.
Oh, me too.
Like, if you wanted to.
You got to be on eggshells, man.
Like, if you wanted to make a sex tape when I was a teenager, and I had friends who did. I never did, but I have friends who did.
Mm-hmm.
They would actually, like, have to set up a tripod and a big camera.
and VHS tapes.
And they would do it. No, I swear to God, it would be like a tripod, a big camera, and then, like, a VHS tape. And then they would get the VHS tape, they'd bring it back over to your house, and we'd all gather around, put it in the VCR, and we'd be like, oh, look at so-and-so, this is bananas. But it would be like it had to be an elaborate setup.
Yes.
Now it's just like, you just pull your phone out. Now you got a sex tape. It's crazy. Woo. So I'm 100% going to keep you updated on this story. But if she really is just an innocent victim of this, like, she was making videos for another consenting adult, and somehow, some way, this accidentally got shared with somebody, and then that somebody passed it around, and next thing you know, the whole school's got it. Like, I feel sick for the woman, because that's awful. Nobody deserves that.
Story number two.
An alleged gunman who shot three people at a Sacramento area home earlier today has been detained by police. And what made this a national story is that it is a home where Willie Cauley Stein used to live. He now plays with the Golden State Warriors, mm-hmm. but he was a member of the Sacramento Kings, obviously a former Kentucky standout, played for John Calipari. Wild story. 5:30 in the morning, police get a call. Again, at this home where Willie Cauley Stein used to live. It's unclear right now if these are friends of his or if, like, it's just sometimes you, like, I have houses where I used to live, and I'm sure people live there now. I don't know who they are. I don't know anything about it, right? So it's unclear if that's this or if these are, like, his boys still living there.
Right.
But it is all young, it's all African-American males in their 20s, so maybe, you know, it's not like it's a 40-year-old couple, like, that wouldn't have any connection to Willie Cauley Stein. Maybe these are his boys. Maybe they're not. Like I said, it's unclear. But six people live in this house. Big house. Six people live there. All African-American males in their 20s. One of the dudes at 5:30 this morning shot three of his roommates. One of them has life-threatening injuries. The others, not so much. And they said that when their roommate left the house after shooting three of them, the other two people were unharmed. But he shoots three of his roommates, and they said he then left in body armor and with multiple firearms. It's like, what in
my
the world?
God.
Can you imagine getting shot by your... Like, can you imagine any of this? Either being in school and having a sex tape of
what
your algebra
happening?
Teacher or getting shot by your roommate at 5:30 on a Friday morning. Like, none of this makes sense.
It's a tough way to wake up.
It's a hell of a way to go into the weekend, regardless of which situation we're talking about. And so it appears that everybody is going to live. And, again, the shooter has been detained. But it'll be interesting to get the details on, like, what happened here, because you live with somebody. Like, I was in my 20s once. I had roommates.
Mm-hmm.
It never occurred to me that one of them might shoot me.
No.
Right? Like, and we'd get into arguments sometimes, like, turn the music down. You know, why don't you ever pick up your pizza box? You know, whatever. Like, we'd have arguments sometimes, yep. but I never felt like I was at risk of just getting shot.
No, I don't think so either.
And yet here we are. So hopefully everybody's okay, and that person is punished to the full extent of the law. You can't shoot your roommates, even in Sacramento.
Story number three.
The Arcana Coaches series continued over at CBS Sports today, and the question was, what is the most underrated job in college basketball? We asked more than 100 college coaches, and Memphis was the third most answer that we heard. Gonzaga was number one, Dayton number two, Memphis number three. And the reason Memphis would be high on this list should surprise nobody listening to this station. Like, you understand all of the advantages you have at the University of Memphis if you take advantage of them. The number one thing being an incredible natural recruiting base. We talked about it earlier in the week. ESPN updated their class of 2021 rankings, and there's five top 55 players in the city of Memphis. There's four in the entire state of California.
It's insane.
California's got 40 million people. They have four top 55 players in the class of 2021. Memphis, the city, has five. More than the whole state of California, more than the entire state of New York. So you combine that natural recruiting base with incredible facilities, incredible support, an administration that's willing to pay you in excess of $3 million a year, you have it makes it an incredible job. Arguably the best job in the American Athletic Conference. It's why after when Tubby Smith was hired, I immediately said this is not what I would have done. I don't know why they did this. But now that it's done, if you want to try to now brainstorm about why it might work, I don't think it's going to work. But if you want me to play devil's advocate against myself and say, well, here's why it could work. It's because, Tubby's not a great recruiter, but if he just gets the type of local players that every Memphis coach in my lifetime, Tick Price included, could get, then he is an unbelievably accomplished coach. So you give him Memphis players and let him coach them. I could envision it working. I don't think it will. I'm not betting on that. But, like, if you're trying to imagine how might this not be a disaster, that's what I would attach it to. And then we just find out he couldn't get Memphis area play. He couldn't get them.
Right.
Like, they're all right here, but he couldn't sniff them. And so it was a disaster. And then Penny comes in and saves the day. But you are set up to win at the University of Memphis for a variety of reasons, and college coaches seem to to understand that. The number one school we got in terms of most underrated job in the country, Gonzaga.
Yeah.
And that's actually what I would also call the most underrated job in America because, listen, North Carolina is a bigger job. Duke's a bigger job. Kansas is a bigger job. I think you could argue Gonzaga is the best job in America, and here's why. There is no other top 25 program in America that is that significantly better than everybody else in his league as Gonzaga is with everybody else in its league.
Yep.
Like, Duke is an amazing job, but it's not that much better than the North Carolina job, if at all. It's not that much better than the Louisville job, if at all. That much better than the Syracuse job. But Gonzaga is far and away the best job in the West Coast Conference. Nothing even compares. They're a big enough national brand. They can schedule in ways that schools from mid-major leagues usually can't. Like, they can get in Jimmy V's and Maui's yep. and on TV. Even though they come from a league that can't, they can because they're a massive brand now. They can recruit at a level, maybe two levels above anybody else in their league. So you're set up to win every year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.